Ladies and gentlemen, we present Peter Brough and Archie Andrews in Educating Archie.
Ralph, have you heard about the burglary next door?
Yes, Archie, it's terrible. You know, the daughter of the house suffered most. You know, the thief went into her room and pinched her pearl necklace.
Well, then it couldn't have been you.
Why?
Well, you leave the necklace and pinch the girl.
That's it. And listen, young man, while this burglar's in the district, we've got to be prepared. Now, what would you do if you woke up in the middle of the night and heard strange noises?
Well, I'd come running into your room with a glass of water and the bicarbonate.
That's enough. Well, I'm off to town now, my boy. I've got a most important business appointment this evening, so you go to bed early and make sure all the doors are locked. You understand?
All right.
Right, goodbye.
Well, I must be careful, mustn't I, eh? You know, I thought a burglar did break in once. I heard a noise in the middle of the night, switched on the light, looked under the bed and found a man. It wasn't a burglar. It was Brough. He'd heard the noise first.
Oh, hello, Monica.
The burglar in this district?
Yes, we had quite a scare last night at school. A strange man was lurking in the grounds outside the mistress's room. Miss Oglethorpe was terribly upset.
Did he break in?
No. Do you think that's why Miss Oglethorpe was upset? I say, Archie, look through the window.
What?
And first I saw a man walking across the lawn. Could it be Mr. Brough?
What, this time of night? Brough wouldn't be dodging around in the garden.
No, more likely to be dodging around in his club.
Well, it must be the burglar out there.
Ooh.
He's waiting to creep in and rob us.
Oh, not to worry. I'll keep a tight grip on my lollipop. Now, come on, Archie. Let's go out and get him.
Oh, but steady on, Monica.
Oh, no. Come on. I've had three ginger pops. They're just far scary. Come on, into the garden.
Oh, Monica. Oh, it's dark out here.
Oh, I just got something wet and clammy with my left hand.
Oh, what was it?
My right hand.
Oh, Monica, be sensible.
I can't see a thing, Archie.
Well, hold my hand and I'll lead you up the garden path. Oh, come on. Come on. Here we go. Now, careful now.
Archie.
Oh. Oh, stop. Monica, look. A clue. Someone must have been here. There's a cigarette end on the grass. And it's still alight.
Oh, perhaps I have a whiff. Oh, Archie, it's a glue worm.
Shh. Quiet now. Shh. Look. There he is. There's the burglar, walking up and down by that tree.
So he is. What? I can smell something very fishy afoot.
Yeah, not surprised. You're standing in the fertilizer.
Wind your neck in. Oh, Archie, I know how to catch him. Let's climb up the tree, and then as he passes by, we'll jump on him.
Oh, that's it. That's a good idea. All right. Give us a leg up. Come on.
Okay. Here we go.
That's it. Oh,
sit yeah. on this branch. Yeah. Archie. Yeah. Archie, stop wriggling.
Well, there's an earwig crawling up my leg.
Jolly nice. If you like that sort of thing. Quiet. Here he comes.
Oh, Monica, I'm so excited. Oh, I've got perspiration coming out of my head.
Yes, but I've got pickles coming out of my goose.
He'll be underneath us in a minute.
Oh,
all tight now. I've got the handcuffs from my detective set ready.
That's very good. Stand by, Archie.
Right.
All right.
Yes.
Now!
Whoa. Stop me. Stop me. Pull him down, Monica. Stop. Get him. Go on this side. Oh, that's the idea. It's Brough.
Oh, dear. Wrong crook.
You little ruffians, get those handcuffs off me at once. I can't move. Get them off, I say.
Well, Archie, you'll never make a policeman. Look what you've done. You handcuffed his right hand to his left ankle.
Come on, unlock those handcuffs at once. Now, where's the key? Come on.
Monica, you had it last. Have you got it?
No.
Listen, you two, don't stand there talking while I'm trussed up like a chicken like this. Monica, go and get a fire at once.
Mr. Buff, this is no time to be doing your nails.
And don't be cheeky. Run along and get the toolkit at once. Archie, that girl gets worse and worse.
Well, she's all that bad, really, Bruff. When you look at Monica, you ought to remember that underneath that tattered blouse, there lies a tattered vest.
Here we are. I've got the tools. Now, Archie, you hold the chisel on the chain of the handcuff, and I'll bash it with a hammer.
Oh, my finger. Oh, that's my thumb.
Look out, meerkat. Here I come.
Monica, that was my wrist. You're supposed to hit the chisel.
I know, and all the time I'm getting nearer.
Oh, well, thank goodness I'm free at last. You little hooligans, what on earth were you playing out here at this time?
Well, we were only trying to... Here, wait a minute. What were you doing, Bruff, lurking around in the garden?
Yes.
At the night time like this?
Peter, darling, I've been waiting here for ages. Where are you?
Well, what do you know? It's the girl next door.
Yes, and just listen. She can't speak properly.
Come on, Monica, what a waste of time. We didn't catch the burglar after all.
No, but if we'd have come 10 minutes later, we'd certainly have caught Mr. Bruff.
To hear one of my favorite old tunes. It's called My Blue Heaven. The very last week of term. You know, we usually go out and have a dinner. Oh, Dr. Seacomb isn't half excited.
Good morning, chap. I'm ready for the dinner party. How do I look?
Oh, Dr. Seacomb, well, look at
yes,
you.
Yes, I thought you'd be amazed. You wouldn't think it possible that one man could be so handsome and rakish. Go on, Seacomb, lad. Give the mirror a treat.
Oh, sir, sir. Oh, he's waltzing now. He looks like an elephant chasing its tail. Sir, sir.
Is this an excuse me? No. I'm sorry, Daddy. I'm just loosening up.
Well, don't go too far. You're loose enough as it is.
I'll attend to you when the room stops going round.
Well, you shouldn't waltz round like that if it affects you.
Waltzing round affect me? Nonsense.
Well, what are you doing on all fours?
That's nothing to do with my waltzing. The stupid floor keeps going up and down.
Look, can you see me all right?
Only too well, laddie. Do we have to sit there in threes?
Oh, dear. Come on, sir. I'll help you up.
That's better. I can't understand it. It's probably dancing on an empty stomach. I'll just nip out and get a bit of breakfast.
But you just had one breakfast.
Perhaps you'd account.
Well, never mind, sir.
Hello, Archie. Looking forward to tonight?
Oh, hello, Miss Dinglebody. Oh, yes, I am looking forward to it. But, you know, it won't be as good as last year's.
I didn't go last year.
That's what I mean.
Watch it, laddie. One more retort of that caliber, and the master will be in and out before you know he's been.
Oh, Harold, I'm so looking forward to seeing you in evening dress.
I don't know what you mean. I'm already in evening dress.
Oh, forgive me, Harold. I've never seen a green one before.
Oh, that is a brush off.
Look, if this is evening dress, sir, where are the tails?
Here.
Harold, you're not supposed to tie them round your waist. The tail should drop down at the back.
I had to choose between the tails dropping down or my trousers.
Oh, I never heard anything so silly.
It's all right for you. A couple of tacks and you're catered for.
Now, is that nice, Harold?
Well, he shouldn't go around making an innuendo like that.
Innuendo?
Yes, put the Radio Times in a window and say hello to Ronnie Walden. Shall we dance?
Harold, let's get back to the subject of your evening dress.
Yes, sir. You know, you really should wear a bow tie.
I couldn't get one. This ordinary tie will have to do.
Don't think I'm being critical, Harold, but couldn't you have found a tie that didn't have Marilyn Monroe on it?
Marilyn. This is my favorite tie. In a high wind, she does a wiggle dance. Hey, watch your eyes.
Harold, come on. See you later, Archie.
Well, I hope Miss Dinglebody fixes him up. He looks like a pile of rubbish with a face on top. Oh, look, there's Mr. Miles.
Morning, Master Archie.
Oh, Mr. Miles, look, why aren't you getting ready for the dinner tonight?
Oh, not me, thank you. I'm not cut out to go prancing around in them monkey suits.
But you don't have to dance, you can just eat.
No, that wouldn't seem right, me sitting in one of them fancy cafes. I should look like a tomtit in a peacock show.
Well, we miss you, you know.
Bless you, Master Archie. That's very, very kind of you, but I've got to get packing, you know. I've got to get my cart in order, like.
Well, look who's here.
Ah, my old donkey, Knocker. I send her a telegram and we're off on the road again today.
Well, Knocker. Here, there's a basket of carrots in the house. I'll go and get them.
Coming, pick up.
Down, Knocker, down. That isn't food.
Oh, she bit me.
Well, isn't that nice? She remembers you.
I prefer to be forgotten.
Well, I can't stand here gossiping all day. Just check what's in the cart, will you? Net for holding rabbits, pen for pig, hook on the back for tethering the horse.
But you haven't got any animals.
Ah, but we should be passing old Copthorne Farm, you see, a little bit later on. We should pick some up. Now then, pots, pans, kettles. Oh, by the way, Dr. Seacombe, have you ever brewed tea in an old tin can?
No, but I should think it'd be rather fun.
Well, I'm glad you think so, because I've knocked off your kettle.
No, you can't take that in it. It's got my life savings in it.
Oh, dang me, I didn't know that. Which one is it?
Oh, here we are. Ah, oh, this is it. There. My life savings.
Yeah, but there's only 14 bob here.
I'm only young.
Yeah, mentally, yes.
Hello, Mr. Miles. Why, look, old Knocker. Oh, sweet.
Well, now, I'd just like to thank you people for being so nice-like. And any time I see you on the road, I'll be pleased to give you a lift.
Oh, thank you very much, Mr. Miles.
We shall miss you and Knocker.
Well said, Agatha. Now, off you go, Tinker. May your road be smooth.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Say goodbye, Knocker.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Well, goodbye all, and have a nice time at your dinner tonight.
We will. Bye-bye.
I love my Knocker, and she loves me with a fal-dal-dal-dum-di-do-dee. The countryside is spring will see with a
Archie, my boy, this is our last program. And what are you going to do with yourself now?
Brad, I'm going to go home for a holiday.
Really?
Yes, I'm going back to see those corny country cousins of mine.
Hometown, want to wander round your back street.
Ah, that's the place.
See your tumble-down old shack street.
Yes, sir.
I'd love to walk in on those corny country cousins of mine.
Sure would.
Hometown, where the ducks are softly cooing, where there's always nothing doing. I'll get a welcome from those corny country cousins of mine. There's an old schoolhouse door.
Then tell me you went to school.
We used to tumble through at four.
Ah, oh, Betty dear.
And a small candy store.
Uh-huh.
Where I could go a dozen lollipops and come for more.
That's me.
Hometown, where the garden trees are shady, where our Evie was a lady. I'm going back to see the corny country cousins of mine.
There's an old schoolhouse door. We used to tumble through at four.
And a small candy store. Where I could go with a dozen lollipops and come for more. Hometown, where the garden trees are shady, where our Evie was a lady. I'm going back to see those corny country cousins of mine. Back again to my hometown.
And so, being the end of term, Archie, Miss Dinglebody, and Dr. Seacombe made their way to the Café du Poison. We would like to believe it was Poison, but there was only one S. However, they entered in fine style.
Can I have your coat, monsieur?
Why, are you cold? Are you cold?
Honestly, you can't take him anywhere.
Oh, he's just excited, Archie.
And now, Dr. Seacombe, sir, will you follow me?
Did you hear that, Agatha? He knows my name.
Harold, stop showing off.
Showing off, Agatha? The waiter knew me? A special table for the orchestra? Wait a minute. Who's paying for this?
What a lovely place this is, isn't it?
Never mind that. Who's going to be lumbered?
Now, don't you worry, Harold. We pay in turn. 2 years ago, I paid. Last year, Archie paid. Hmm? And can I have the menu?
Leave it alone.
Now, don't cause a scene, sir. I ordered in your name the best of everything.
In my name?
Either the table to your liking, sir, or would you like one a little nearer to the orchestra?
The nearer the orchestra, the more expensive, sir.
With it, sir. The band is rather noisy, isn't it? But it will be when it starts. Have you another table?
Where do you suggest, sir?
In the street?
Monsieur is pleased to make us a joke. Now, what are we having?
We are not paying for yours.
Harold, they all talk like that.
Well, now, let me see. Now, I'll
if
have...
you don't mind, laddie, I'll order. Now, let me see the menu. Three coffees.
This, monsieur, is a restaurant, not a coffee shop.
Give me the menu.
Agatha.
Lovely. 2,000 oysters. A bottle of Chateau du Vin, consommé vermicelli.
Agatha.
Followed by fresh trout, chicken à l'Americaine with corn roti and Brussels sprouts. And I'll order the rest later.
Can some of chili and then...
Laddie, please!
Fresh trout, sirloin steak, well done, pomme sauté, a few asparagus, and ice cream for seven.
What are you having, Harold?
Kitten!
Kittens, roti, and also three coffees, dear.
Peter, now I am... I made a lashout. Hand me the menu, Garcom. I'll have the choice and such it do. Egg and chips.
Merci beaucoup, monsieur. Merci beaucoup.
Please.
Incidentally, waiter, where is the orchestra?
The orchestra? Oh, you cannot see them. They are behind the curtain. They are very, very shy, you know. I ask them to play for you. I ask them.
Thank you.
If we're playing a bit near the orchestra, I don't see why we can't watch them.
Listen. There we are, monsieur. The orchestra is delighted to play for you. They all say how much they consider it an honor, sir, and I... Oh, I went. Excuse me, sir. I think the conductor has a little cramp, sir.
I wonder how much that'll cost me.
You know, I smell a rat somewhere.
But you ordered chicken, didn't you?
Oh, no. That stands behind the curtain.
I say, waiter.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
While you're there, will you ask them to say something different?
Of course, monsieur. They have the unlimited repertoire. Un moment.
Oh, I say. Well, it's enough to put you off your food, isn't it?
Quick, cancel your order.
Now, monsieur, how do you like that tune?
Oh, it's terrible. Ask him to play something else.
Oh, blimey. And a moment.
Don't be difficult, Archie.
Well, it was a shocking tune, wasn't it?
It's a gramophone you've got there, isn't it?
What do you expect, John Barbirolli and his hot seven?
I won't be insulted here.
Well, where would you like to be insulted, sir?
The audacity. As soon as we've eaten, we'll leave.
No, let's leave now.
There's your bill, monsieur.
Bill? £7.12 and 6. We've had nothing.
It's a very expensive, sir, yes, isn't it?
Go on, sir, pay him. We'll go somewhere else.
£7.12 and 6.
Haven't you got it, monsieur?
No, no, of course I have. Me, the playboy of East Acton?
Very well, monsieur. I will return when you have sought him out.
Let me think about it and I'll go on ahead of you.
No, no, let's not leave yet, eh? Let's sit here and...
Why, are you counting the diners?
I may have to wash up.
Just tell the man you can't pay, that's all. Waiter?
No, please don't tell.
Yes, mademoiselle.
Waiter, Dr. Seaton cannot pay the bill.
No, no, don't believe I have stacks of money. I think we'll stay. What's the cabaret? You have a cabaret, I presume?
Oh, it all depends, sir. You see, monsieur, all of the people who cannot pay the bills, they go on to the cabaret act. Yes, sir?
Huh. Would you announce me as Harry Hartrob?
And so you cannot foot the bill, huh? Ha ha! I thought as much.
Well, you know, I hear that rather short at the moment.
He's not interested in your height.
Anyway, would you be good enough to announce me?
One moment. There is another unfortunate who cannot pay his bill before you. Excuse me. Ladies and gentlemen, cabaret time. And our first artista is a Monsieur Arnold Fringer, singer.
Piece of pie, and I was worried about paying the bill.
Oh, my papa, to me he was...
Your turn now, sir.
Sir, you're on. You're not afraid, are you?
No, it's so cozy under the table.
Oh,
Harold, I'm sure you'll be all right. Well, let's get on first.
Bring him on. Come on, we're waiting. Oh, they're getting restless, sir. Somebody's only got to throw one plate and they'll all start.
Yes, well, put that plate down.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ari Artithrop. Bravo!
Come into the garden, boy!
How much is that bill again?
£7.12 and 6.
Oh, juggling with two plates. Ha, here we go. I'm providing one along. There's a little yellow idol.
No, please, please, sir. Please, I do not wreck the plate. Let us have no trouble.
Yes, sir. Let's do an acrobatic act.
Well, how do you mean, Archie?
Well, you stand on Dr. Seacombe's shoulders, and I'll stand on your shoulders.
And then what?
I'll climb out through the skylight.
A right jack he is, my lord.
No, they will erect the place in a minute.
Well, what about the singing waiters?
There's only one waiter besides me. Quick, get an apron on.
Right.
By special request, Nelly D. Hey!
Let an old mill by the stream neigh.
You get the door, laddie, and hold it open.
Okay, sir.
Right. Next towards it and...
Oh, Harold, I love you.
Agatha, I love... Oh, oh, oh!
And the waters as they flow seems a mouth of
love. We're near the door now.
I've got your coat, sir.
All right, then.
You're my heart behind. I love you, Nelly.
Oh! Goodbye, folks. See you again.
Goodbye. Good luck.
Bye-bye.
It's almost time to go now, Archie. Let's say goodbye and thanks to all our friends who listen each week.
Yes, thanks, folks. And we'll be back. And before we go, I would like to thank all the BBC staff who make our program possible. Our wonderful cast, Beryl Reed, Hattie Jakes, Peter Madden, Ronald Chisney, Harry Seacombe, Bernard Miles, all for their wonderful support. Our scriptwriters, Eric Sykes and Ronnie Wolfe, and the BBC Review Orchestra conducted by Harry Rabinovich.
May we all join in good faith till we meet another day. Goodbye, bye, Archie. Goodbye.
That recording of Educating Archie, which was first heard last Thursday evening, was written by Eric Sykes and Ronald Wolfe, and produced by Roy Spear. Musical arrangements during the series were by Peter Akister and John Gregory.